Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, people? I really don't know how much time we have left in this country. They're crossing the border 10,000 a day at times, as high as 15,000 a day. Let's face it, we're being invaded. We're actually being invaded. We have military-age men that are crossing the border. These aren't poor people, you know, crawling on their bellies. No, these are people that, you know, in the world we're living in, we're seeing what happened in Europe, a thousand years of culture be destroyed in about 10 to 12 years, with emptying out of the Middle East and Africa into those small European countries. You know, even the state of Florida, believe it or not, the state of Florida with 21 million people has a higher population than 46 European countries. There's only 5 European countries which have, you know, more population than Florida itself, and they've flooded them all out and basically have destroyed them. You have a Hindu, I believe, who's in charge of Britain. I believe it's a homosexual Hindu who's in charge of Ireland. In other words, now they have the codes to the nuclear secrets. These are what our ancestors would call foreign religions. They don't have a way to escape. They haven't accepted Christ. They don't know Jesus is their savior. And they don't even have ancestry of Jesus behind them. They come from an ancestry of what we consider pagan religions, religions that are based on false gods. You might say, oh, that sounds tough. That sounds a little tough, Jim. Gang, don't fall prey. Don't fall prey to compromising. Don't fall prey to tolerance. I'm not saying we don't love other people. And the only reason why we do love them is because, number one, Christ even tells us to love our enemies. But number two, my God made them. My God created every single cell in this universe. Whether you be an unbeliever or a believer, my God still made you. Therefore, I look at you, even if you aren't a Christian, I don't care if you're a pagan, whoever you are, I look at you through the eyes of your creator, who's Jesus Christ. Now, that might make your hair stand at end. That might make you flip out. But the fact is, that's my faith. All things are made for Christ, in Christ, and by Christ, for his glory. Yes, we're told that. And it's my mission as a Christian, you know, basically to love those that don't love me. Because he tells me, so what if I just love those that love me? So I'm always going to be safe for an unbeliever, believe it or not. I'm always going to be safe to them. They won't be safe to me. All right. In other words, meaning if I ever, you know, went into Saudi Arabia with a cross around my neck, I'd probably lose my head if I refused to take it off. Well, that's how these countries are, gang. And that's what we're getting run over by. And that's what Europe got run over by. Sweden used to be the most beautiful country on the earth. Now it's the rape capital of the world. Just talking fact. Just talking fact. Do you know what the age of consent is in Nigeria? The age of consent is 11 years old in Nigeria. You tell me what that means. When legally the age of consent is 11 years old and these people are coming into our country with that type of mindset? Yeah. We've lost it, gang. We've lost it. We don't even know what right and wrong is anymore as a country. And particularly the Christian mindset that doesn't realize being a Christian means there's only one way and there's only one belief. And don't confuse that with hatred. No, don't confuse an uncompromising, intolerable mentality with hatred. No, that just means I have a Savior, I have a Lord, I have a King, and I'm not going to bow to anybody else. That's all it means. That's all it means. And I'm not going to accept willfully sinful activity. If I fall, I pray to blood of Christ all over me that it's a fall of my ignorance and not my free will. God forbid. Lord, have mercy on me. But this is the world we're living in, gang. This is the world we are living in. So you better get ready, because at any given time, who knows what could take loose, what could cut loose in this country. It's going to get crazy. Just get ready. Just get ready. But how do you get ready? You get ready to when you realize that regardless of what might happen in the future, I still can only live one day at a time. And today is the only day that matters. And actually, we're told that God limited a certain day. He did. He limited a certain day for David. And you know what he called that certain day? He called it today. Today, do not harden your hearts like they did during the time of testing in the wilderness. When they were in the wilderness, remember when they came out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness for 40 years? They whined, they complained, they murmured, right? As soon as Moses left for 40 lousy days, he comes down and they're basically having orgies, right? We're warned about this. Their hearts got hardened. Their hearts got hardened. Beware of that. Beware of a hardened heart. We have to have the heart of a child. Not to be childish, but like a child who just has total faith in their mom and dad. Total faith in their mom and dad. That's the child-like faith that the Lord wants to see. And he tells us we can't even get into heaven unless we have it. So that's intense. But get ready if things fall apart, gang. Because for the most part, every single person in this country is a softy. And you know I'm telling you the truth. I've said this many times. You know, I'm 63 years old right now. I've never had to grow a tomato. I've never had to go hunting. I've never had to absolutely do anything my whole life. Nor my parents, for that sake. Or at least my mother. But my father was from upstate Vermont. He may have had to do a few things. But the fact is, what I'm getting at is, I've had everything handed to me. I've had everything handed to me in this world. I've had electricity. I've had warmth. I've had a flushing toilet. I've had running water. I've had a supermarket. I've had clothes. I've had shoes. I've had, you know, whatever it might be. I've had air conditioning. I've had heating. It's literally like a sheep being led to slaughter. And every single thing I talked about could be taken away from me within the next 3 minutes. That quick. So I better get spiritually ready. Be spiritually ready, particularly to give a testimony in season and out of season. Colossians 3, set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, in other words, put to death your members which are upon this earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evilness, covetousness. This is all idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked at some time when you lived in them. But now, Christian, also put off all of these, he's adding, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Gang, hold fast. Hold fast and realize that you now in Jesus are a new creation. And we don't know what's going to be around the corner. We don't know if out of nowhere, our culture, our civilization could go the way of Rome, feeding Christians to lions. It could happen immediately. 10 years ago, if I was told men would be marrying men, 10 years if I was told there'd be drag queens in kindergartens, 10 years if I was told a fifth grader could choose his sex, I literally would think it's a scene out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I would advise whoever this individual is, put a straitjacket on him and immediately drive him to the sixth floor of the local hospital because he's completely insane. Yes, that's what I would have. So the world that I considered completely insane is darn near trying to become, if it hasn't become, normalized in the sick society that we're living in. But I got to watch it because I cannot set my affections on the things of this world, trying to get comfortable, trying to just get along, trying to be friends with everybody. No. A Christian means I follow Christ. He doesn't change his word. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, it is. It doesn't change with society. It doesn't change with culture. It's called obedience. And because of the Holy Ghost, now you have a way to overcome the devil. You can overcome every temptation. You could overcome every yearning, every affection. You could overcome any stronghold. You might have to fall on your knees. You might have to pray and fast. You might have to scream out. I mean, look what happened to Jesus. He was sweating blood. But yet he still said, not my will, Father, but yours. There will be suffering. There will be affliction. There will be persecution at some point in your walk, even if it's just personally between you and God and no one else could see it or knows about it. It might just be something small, something very small that you're in a battle with. Nobody else knows about it. Your kids don't, your parents don't, your spouse doesn't. No one knows about it. But you know about it, and God knows about it, whatever it might be. And that's your personal fight, affliction, persecution, and suffering. But that's why we're in this walk, gang, because we're no longer a part of this world. We're made in the image of God. We're made for God. And we're made so he could do his will through us. We're made to be lights in this dark world. We're made to be the salt of the earth. And it says here, for you are dead. In other words, the old Jim is dead. The old Jim that just totally focused on what he saw, tasted, you know, touched, smelled, whatever the emotions are, that man is dead. And now my life is hid in Christ and in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. We will pass, gang. Every human being comes into this world with a date of when he leaves. We're all going to leave. We just don't know when it is. Stay ready in Jesus for his appearing. Forgive. Keep your faith in the one who died on the cross for our sins. And God bless.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.